The Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by our friends over at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club. You've heard me talk about Cog Hill every single episode this season, and we will continue to do so because they are one of the premier golf destinations in the Chicagoland area. Featuring 72 holes of championship golf, including the world-famous Dubs Dread, Cog Hill has just upgraded their entire practice academy to include top tracer, two bars, a food truck, and a full family experience that anyone will enjoy. Go out to coghillgolf.com to learn more. We are also brought to you by our friends over at worldwidegolfshops.com. If you're looking to upgrade your game this year, or if you're just trying to pick up some new pieces of golf apparel, or even some training aids to help you score better, worldwidegolfshops.com has you covered. The best part about this website is they always offer incredible deals on some of the newest equipment, even just days after its release. Once again, it's worldwidegolfshops.com. Welcome to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for all things golf, including in-depth interviews, new equipment highlights, and answers to golf questions you might be too afraid to ask. My goal? To help you learn more about the game so you can enjoy it even more. Let's dive in. All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. Hello to everyone in YouTube land. That's Steve Henneman. He is back on the show. He is from Tech Tech Tech. Steve, it's nice to speak with you once again.
Great to speak with you as well. Happy to be on.
So the first time that you came on a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago or so now, we talked about the Clear rangefinder. That was a nice compact rangefinder offered by Tech Tech Tech. We said a lot of great things about it. I loved it. And now you're back. We're going to talk about a new rangefinder that I have to admit I actually like even more than the original one that we talked about, the ULTS Pro. So first and foremost, I know this is the second iteration of the ULTS, so this is the pro version of that. For listeners who might be going to your website at us.techtechtech.com, what's the main difference between those two, the pro and then the standard?
The pro brings in the infrared display, basically, and it's called a TOLED display, but for all intents and purposes, I think a lot of people refer to it as infrared or red LED. That's kind of common terminology. So that's the difference between the pro and the standard. It's just that bright red clear display, which is a huge advantage to have, especially on really sunny days when you're shooting, you know, into the sun or on a bright sky. Definitely an advantage to have that.
Yeah, it definitely is. And the many times that I've used the ULTS Pro, which I've got here in my hand, we'll talk about all the details on it. I've noticed exactly that. You don't get the glare with the black font or the black type, so to speak. You now have that infrared, which is really, really easy to read. And it's extremely fast. And we're going to get to that here in a second because that just blows me away how quickly we get these readings. Sure. But let's get into the finer points of the product. And so for those watching on YouTube, it comes with the protective case. The box itself, you know, looks a little bit like this. And I want to start with the box because there aren't many companies that do this, Steve. You actually put on the box here that just okay is not acceptable. We want you to be happy. And I remember you telling us before that customer service is a huge deal with Tech Tech Tech. Speak a little bit more about that.
Sure. I mean, the main thing is, you know, we believe in our products. So, you know, if you're not happy with it, let us know and we'll fix it. That's pretty much what it comes down to in simple terms. I mean, you know, our as I got into last time, the founders of our company are engineers. So they're kind of very particular about anything they design, especially a higher end product. So with these ULTS Pro, you know, it's the highest level rangefinder that we offer. So there's a lot of care and detail that goes into designing this product, and we stand behind it. So it's pretty, you know, easy for us to put that on the box and say, hey, we stand behind our product. You know, we think it's the best. We want you to judge for yourself. If you have any problems with it whatsoever, get in contact with us and we'll take care of it.
Putting it right on the box, as you mentioned, you've got the phone number right there. And so they practice what they preach, folks. So there's no doubt there. So let's talk about the product itself. And right away, you had mentioned this is essentially the largest or the most premium offering that you offer here at Tech Tech Tech. And it comes with a leather case. And it was so nice. And this is included and personalized, if you want it, for no extra cost. Is that right?
It is. We just started doing that. So, you know, it's kind of this product's been out for a little bit. You know, I think last time that I was on, you know, was a little earlier in my tenure here. And so now, like, basically it's been out since I started here approaching a year ago. And we really needed, like, you know, talking with John, our main designer, we needed to refresh this product because not many people knew about it. So, you know, what can we do to refresh it and essentially relaunch it? And that was to add the cover into it. And yeah, it's ultra premium cover. There's not another cover that I'm aware of that's on the market. You know, nice high quality leather, you know, over engineered, over designed. it's, you know, I'm laughing because you don't see something like this given away for free with a product. And, you know, there's no smoke and mirrors here either. If you look at our past pricing, if you looked, you know, online, I'm sure you can find it somewhere. You know, this product used to retail for either $400 or $350. And now we've actually brought it down to $300 and we put in the, you know, cover. So it's like, you know, to have that option, free option come along with a already good rangefinder is a huge benefit for the consumer.
Well, it automatically stands out. I couldn't believe when I went onto the website and saw that this was included in the price. I mean, you're right. This is, folks, this is a premium leather cover here, and my name on here is not just silk screened on. I mean, it is, you could feel it. Like, it's lasered in. It's really well done.
Yeah. Yeah, it's essentially burned in there, you know, using the laser. So it's not going anywhere. That'll forever be yours, even if you, you know, give it away to other generations. It's always going to have your name on it, and it's not going to come off. So
it's going to be the hand-me-down from generation to generation. Yeah,
which is important too, obviously, with security and feeling secure about something that you spend a lot of money on. You know, to have your name on it is important. You know, not only for recognition, but also for, you know, if you happen to lose it, someone can see that it's yours. You know, and they're going to have a hard time covering that up.
There is a magnet on the back as well. We're still talking about the case. We haven't even gotten to the rangefinder yet. I'm just so blown away by this. But there is a magnet here, and it does work really well. You can just slap it onto a card or any magnetic surface or steel surface, for example. And it stays there. It's pretty heavy duty. So that's another great thing that you included in this design.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, that's found on the back of the product. And basically, it's the same magnet that we use in the clear. So if anyone is used to that, has seen that and tried it, they'll know that that's a very strong magnet. And, you know, we want it to stay on the cart when you're, you know, going down a hill or going through the woods. If you happen to find yourself there, we don't want it to fall off. So it's a very strong magnet, very durable. So it's nice to have that built in. And previously, you know, the ULTS and ULTS Pro did not have a built-in magnet like the clear. So it was essential for us to add it to the cover.
Yeah, it's a great feature. I was able to try it out recently during a round, and it held its own. You know, it was on the cart, and yeah, I know that you also have accessories where you can even attach it to your belt if you want. There's other things that you can purchase separately as well. So let's get into the rangefinder itself. So the ULTS Pro, it's still compact. It's not as small as the clear. But, you know, I don't have big hands here, and folks listening, you know, you can see that it's still a pretty good size. It's not overly bulky or anything like that. So you can even just, if you're a walker, you can attach it to your belt, or you can even put it in your pocket if you want. No problem. It's entirely comfortable to carry around. And I imagine that that was a main thing that went into the design for just accessibility and comfort.
Definitely. You know, we always kind of want to keep things compact. I mean, every other technology that we have on ourselves these days seems to be getting smaller for the most part. So, you know, we'd like to go with that trend. Obviously, even bags are getting smaller, you know, as more people are walking, you know, so the storage compartments aren't as big. So whatever you have to work with on the golf course, we want to make sure that our products are compatible with that and not making you uncomfortable in any way. So we design everything with that thought in mind, and being ergonomic is certainly one of them.
Some of the features that are found on most rangefinders these days is you have the ability to focus the lens, which is nice. You can really zero in on targets, not only flagsticks, but anything on the golf course.
Tell me a little bit about the design with the slope. That was really, I've not seen that before, where you just basically pull out the lens. So what was the thought process behind that design?
Sure. I mean, it really just doing something different, you know, as you're flipping it, I'm flipping it out too. So you can, as you peel the cover back, you can see it just kind of, you know, it's a different color that gets exposed. You know, on the ULTS, it's kind of an orange looking color, kind of matching the case. On the ULTS Pro, it's red. So, and that kind of signifies the TOLED red display as well. And yeah, just it's a cool little feature. You know, just doing something different, not having the traditional slope switch. That also plays in well with the cover, so that the cover goes on easily. It doesn't have the slope switch sticking out, protruding. That would affect how the cover would slide on and off. So yeah, just again, working for and with a couple design, you know, engineers as the owners of the company, design comes first, and you know, being able to do something a little bit different that seems kind of cool and is attractive and will give us brand recognition. That's ultimately what we're trying to do.
As somebody who, not too often, but will play the competitive round every so often, it's also a good visual reminder just looking at it. Oh, I got to turn that off.
Exactly.
For a competitive round. Yeah.
Yeah, we want it to be kind of obvious, you know, that way it's, you know, golf is about integrity. So number one, if a competitor sees you using it, you know, we got to be honest out there and keep the game honest. So like, you know, we want it to be kind of obvious that the slope is on or off, and that's for yourself and for your competitors.
So I loved those features, just the aesthetic of it, the ease of use, the visualization that you just mentioned. But now let's talk about the big things here. So the things that most impressed me, of course, were the red display that you had mentioned, the infrared. The speed at which this little thing shoots yardages, I believe, is what, 0.3 seconds I saw on the website?
Correct.
It's almost immediate. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's not enough time to blink, basically, so as soon as you get a target, as soon as you put your eye to the viewfinder, you're going to get your target, you know, and that might not even be the target you want right away because it's that quick. If you happen to be holding down the button and shooting as you lift it to your eye, you know, you're going to pick up whatever you shoot, and it's going to be there as you get it to your eye. So that's another thing that we want to, you know, we don't want you standing there for a while trying to get focused on something. We want it to pick up that first vertical target is our goal. And that's what it does.
And if you go to the website, again, listeners, it's us.techtechtech.com. It also goes into further detail about the distance that this thing can shoot. It can hit a flagstick up to 450 yards and hazards up to 1,000 yards away. I mean, that's pretty heavy duty.
Right. It's certainly almost unnecessary to be able to shoot that far away. But, you know, to be honest, we have some clients and things that do like long drive competitions, so it comes in very handy to have something that can go, you know, well beyond where their target is. So that always comes in use, and you know, just looking at courses, just getting an idea for, you know, how far away that flagstick is. If it's a dog leg or whatever, you can see the flag. It might be a par five and it's still 500 yards away, but at least that gives you an idea, you know, that's the true yardage that you. If you can get it up over the trees, you can eliminate some of that par five and make it an easier hole to play. So we wanted to, you know, give you the best of everything when it comes to delivering a rangefinder for the benefit of your game.
And it helps you think through your round a little bit better. It really is a course management tool if used in the way that you just described. And I found myself on the course recently doing exactly that. You know, there's a little bit of math involved, but you, in order to play well, you have to really take that into account, and it's nice that you can literally shoot anything pretty much on the golf course from any distance for the most part and get an accurate reading immediately. It's definitely really, really impressive. The second most impressive thing to me, of course, is the stabilization. Mm-hmm. Now, I was blown away. I thought I was pretty good at finding the flagstick with my other rangefinders, but I mean, you can feel it activate when you shoot it.
Right.
You could feel like a little bit of a like a click or something inside the unit, and then the world kind of slows down.
Right.
And I was just blown away. Yeah.
That's an awesome way to describe it. I certainly appreciate you going into that detail, because that's the biggest thing with the ULTS and the ULTS Pro. They both have stabilization. And, you know, I won't name any names, but there's only one other rangefinder on the market that has that, that truly has that. There's, you know, all kinds of marketing out there. We can all find whatever marketing pitches we want to find. But there's one other rangefinder that has that on it, and it's $200 more than this. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that feature is huge for a lot of people. I mean, you think about, you know, older golfers that have some shaky hands. You know, they might have a disability. You know, there could be a million reasons why you have a shaky hand. That shouldn't affect you getting an accurate yardage.
Right.
So that's what these rangefinders are meant to do.
And it's amazing. And you know, I wish I could show it on the camera here how well it works, but I didn't know. So I was playing with a friend of mine, and he said, "Oh yeah, I've used it too." And then go back to an older rangefinder, and you're just all over the place. Like it's right. So. It's night and day. I was just so blown away at how smooth the transition is. And something I failed to mention before was that this also provides 8 seconds of continuous measurement. So sure. you can literally track multiple targets in a stabilized view
right.
that I've never seen anywhere else.
Yes. So for the record, the Clear has it as well, has that scanning mode. Which is a very cool feature. But yeah, I mean, that's that is awesome to have as well in conjunction with the stabilization. It's kind of like
right.
the best of both worlds. If, you know, essentially, whatever you want to shoot in your target range, you can get it. Whether you're walking, you know, you can be shooting and walking at the same time because of the stabilization. Or again, whatever reason you have why your hand is shaky, just nervous, another good one. Especially you're starting a round or you're ending a round. Then, you know, your club championship or something like that, your hand gets a little shaky. I don't think you want to use a rangefinder that doesn't have stabilization at the most important shot of your golf career, right? So, right. you know, we want to make sure that we instill that, and that's the greatest feature on this, in my opinion. And it, you know, it took a lot of design hours and things to get that working correctly. So, you know, that's a huge advantage that we want to offer to golfers that put the ULTS in their bag.
So we talked about all of the big features, and you had mentioned earlier that this was a product that almost needed a relaunch, or you decided to go into a relaunch. When so that happens often in other industries as well. So how has reception been now since the relaunch? I imagine that it's being received pretty well.
It is, you know, to an extent. The biggest problem that I think we probably talked about in our last conversation is getting, you know, retail presence. So, you know, and communicating the stabilization is a challenge. You know, if you go to our website, you know, you're going to find a little illustration of how stabilization works. But, you know, you can't walk into every golf store and find this product and then walk out to the first tee and use it because it's not there. So, you know, that's ultimately what my job is, to get distribution of it. But the biggest thing that's a huge help is talking to people like yourself and getting the word out there, and, you know, friends of friends, and talking about the stabilization, how much difference it actually makes. That word of mouth is still our best form of advertising. And, you know, we're a small company and we're competing against some big guys, and, you know, our technology is on par or better than anything they have out there. So, you know, having something like stabilization and being one of two manufacturers to have that is a big advantage, and we're obviously trying to get the word out about that.
Well, I know listeners are going to hear me say this, and they're going to shake their heads and roll their eyes, but this is one of the best I've ever used. I mean, this is incredible for the price, for the features in it. And again, I can't say enough about the stabilization feature. It literally feels like the world slows down, and you can hit anything. Like it goes into slow-mo almost.
Right.
And it, again, I've never seen anything like it. I've told everyone I know who I play golf with about this. And so hopefully, word of mouth is helping for you guys. But I can't say enough about it, because it really is that fantastic. And then, of course, you've got the leather casing and everything else about it.
Sure.
So the retail challenge is an interesting one, and certainly we did talk about the first time you were on. Word of mouth is important, certainly. for the golfers who might just be starting out, because we do get a lot of new golfers that watch the YouTube channel as well as listen to the podcast, the importance of a rangefinder with these features, because there are cheaper versions. You mm-hmm. offer them yourself at Tech.
Right.
Is this for a specific player type, or could any player benefit from the features in the ULTS Pro?
I mean, yeah, it's somewhat of a loaded question. Of course, this is our best technology. You know, like if you want, and it's far cheaper than, you know, all of our competitors that have similar technology. So, you know, I want this in everyone's bag, but they're two different products. I mean, they're, you know, you hold both of them, the clear and the, you know, one is remarkably smaller than the other, you know.
Right.
So personal preference is a huge deal in golf. I mean, you can watch marketing and go to every golf store out there, and they would tell you to use XYZ putter, right? If you look down and that putter is not comfortable mm-hmm. and you don't like it, you know, to your eyes and your feel and all that good stuff, you're likely not going to putt well with it. So, you know, it's the same thing with anything else golf related. Golf is a personalized sport. So, you know, just like anything else, we'd love for you to have the opportunity to go to every pro shop, every golf store, put these in your hand, try them out, because they're both awesome, you know. And but, you know, one has more features and benefits than the other, and one's, mm-hmm. you know, another $100 more than the other. So, you know, they both do very well. Of course, the stabilization is huge, because you almost never know, or you might not know that your hand is not stable, right?
Right.
You don't realize that your hand's shaking a little bit, or, you know, there's every other rangefinder out there seems to have, like, target lock vibration. When you hit a target in the distance, it's going to vibrate. You think you're getting the right target. You think you're getting the right distance. You know, the stabilization feature is just, you know, guaranteeing that, basically. Because that stabilization is going to lock onto that target and not allow your hand, whatever shake, whatever wind is occurring, it's not going to allow that to impact your yardage. So it just depends on how precise you want to be, how much money you want to spend, you know, what kind of name you want to put on your rangefinder.
Yeah, right.
Cover. So, you know, all of that factors into it. And we're happy to, you know, welcome anyone to the Tech team with either a clear purchase or a ULTS, that's for sure.
Well, I will say this. This is by far the best rangefinder I've ever used. Just with all the features, it's going to be with me for every round I play, every practice session I play. The fact that you can shoot distances from, I've gotten distances all the way up to 10 yards, you know, just basically shooting, you know, chipping and all that too. It becomes a utility and another tool in your bag to help you improve. And what I noticed about my own game is kind of like what you just illustrated. When you're shooting the flag, sometimes you hit the tree behind the flag. And with the stabilization, that basically gets eliminated. You're hitting the flag. The instantaneous or just about immediate readout on the infrared display, it's speeding up the game. And so you get to play the game faster, which everyone enjoys.
Right.
It's, I can't say enough, and I know I'm coming across like I'm gushing over this thing. This is an incredible product that you guys have. And for players that are serious, maybe you've played for a long time, you're a competitive player, and you're serious about your game, this is the option to go for. I'm telling you guys right now. I mean, certainly go in for the clear, do what's right for you, as Steve just mentioned, but I can't say enough good things about this rangefinder. It's absolutely outstanding.
Yes.
And I hope that you see that on your end as well.
Exactly. We agree. And yeah, the biggest thing is getting the word out about it and letting people know about the features and benefits of this thing. And, you know, that's obviously what we're trying to do. But once we do get it in their hands, like we got it into your hands, we, number one, we stand behind it, as the box says, and we stand behind the technology. You're not going to get a better product for a better price. That's as simple as it gets.
So once again, listeners, the website is us.techtechtech.com. Go out and see the full range of products because, you don't just make golf products. You also make products for hunting and for other sportsmen, outdoorsy things that people like to do. So you're not just a one-stop shop for golf only. It's all for everything else. Do you have, just as a curiosity, is the staple, I'm not a hunter, I don't know, is the stabilization in the hunting products as well, or are there other things?
We have not released it in the hunting products. We, you know, one of the hunting products has speed on it, which is pretty cool. So you can shoot it and get the speed of a target, you know, rabbit or whatever you're going after, whatever you're looking at. So that's kind of a cool feature. But we have not built in the stabilization yet. We, you know, we've kind of shifted to, you know, being a golf company, you know, as first and foremost. And that's why we're offering our latest and greatest technology to the golfers first. And then, of course, we'll probably migrate it into hunting outdoors as well. But for now, you know, golfers are our exclusive group with stabilization.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you brought it to golfers. I am so glad that I've had the chance to use it. Once again, listeners, I know I say this for some products, but not all the time. Best thing I've used this year, certainly the best rangefinder ever I've ever used. I'm going to use the heck out of this thing. And Steve, you're welcome anytime to come on. I hope we can do it again soon, and I hope you're doing well on your end.
Definitely. I appreciate it very much. You know, getting the word out is paramount for us. And, you know, I appreciate your support and glad you love the product. Very happy about that. And, you know, hope to hear from the listeners soon and get them hooked up with the ULTS Pro.